Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. My name is Nina. May I have your order
number?
Hi, Nina.
My name is Maureen Bonasoli. This is Best Buy. I'm expecting for delivery. Am I in the right place?
This is XPO Logistics. We do deliver and install for Best Buy.
Okay. See, the problem is I just got a mixer from them, and I don't know whether it's this yesterday or today, because they're supposed to deliver between 9 and 11. And I don't know whether – I don't know who it was, because there's no date on it. So I don't know if whoever called me is looking for a it says, this is Benita from XTO. Our installer is at your residence. He doesn't know which to go. Well, that's what happened before. So is this today's message, or is this last week's? There's no date on it.
I don't know.
Do you have
what I'm doing? Let me have your. Do you have your order number or your phone number to pull your account up?
My phone number is. I see, and I'm sorry to bother you, but this has been going on for weeks, where people show up and say I'm not here. Okay, my net number is 508-842-0770. Now, this is an auto-forward voice message from 1-774-666-0131. I don't know whether this was yesterday or a week ago, because they said they couldn't find me then. So I just want to check.
Oh, one moment, accessing your phone number. May I? Okay, it didn't come up. But what is the appliance that's being installed?
It's a dishwasher.
A dishwasher. May I have your first and
last
name?
It's supposed to be from here, not from 9 to 11. So it's 10:36. So I don't know if the same problem is occurring today as happened.
I'm not sure, but what I need to do is pull up your account first to help you. May I have your name, please?
Bonasoli, Bonazoli, Maureen. I'll have to go look into this account.
I'll spell Maureen. Spell your first name.
M-A-U-R-E-E-N.
Ms. Maureen Bonazelli, hold one moment, accessing your name.
See, it was last week it was supposed to be delivered. So they made a new date, which is supposed to be today. So I'm just questioning this dateless new installation from this sprint forward message.
Okay, bear with me. Still loading. By your name.
Excuse me, what?
I said, give me one more, a couple more minutes. It's still loading by your name.
Okay.
And you said the appliance was a gas dryer?
No, it's a...
A dishwasher.
Dishwasher.
Okay, a dishwasher. Looks like something's coming up. And the dishwasher has not been delivered?
No, that's what I'm waiting for.
And you said the time frame was from what time?
Do you see where it's supposed to be delivering today?
Let's see, what does this work? Miss Maureen, could you verify your delivery address and email, please?
65 Commons Drive, Shrewsbury, Mass. 01545. And do you want, what do you need?
It says a unit number.
Oh, unit 52.
Not 502. Mm.
That's me, 502. I've had a stroke, so be patient just a minute. Yes, it's 502. It's on the fifth floor.
Oh, my. It says that the installer, that was today, the installer.
Is it today? Yes.
I'm saying, but it says it looks like it's not at home. It says that the installer.
Did they do that again? Last time when I talked to your geek friends, they were going to make certain they had detailed instructions so they don't drive off again.
Okay, it says that he is at the customer's home and does not know which door to go to.
Can I tell him? I can't even reach him because I tried to get that number. He has to be at Commons Drive, right in front of 65, not on either side. There's a main entrance with a walk across from Commons Drive to the lobby, and that's where he should be. And I don't know what the problem is because I've been doing this for 17 years.
Okay,
and this
ma'am.
Company, yes.
So they didn't pre-call you this morning? You didn't receive
no.
a call this morning?
No. They send me these Sprint things. At 9
SMS messaging.
24. That was an
hour
ago.
That's when they were there.
Well, I was trying to get hold of them. Where was I supposed to call except their number? Did they think?
Miss Maureen.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to berate you. I do apologize.
Okay.
Any way they can get this today?
No, ma'am. Because they already proceeded to the next stop. This says that, see, whenever our agent calls you, that means that the tech have already called you twice. The agent calls you. That means that they called you three times.
Well, they didn't have my phone number. And I looked in my...
The phone number that's on file is different. This phone number says 508-735-6730. That's not the number that you're calling in on.
Yes, that's my cell phone number. Now, let me just see.
But when I pulled your account up, why did that? This number says 508-842-0770. And your account.
That's my phone you're talking to right now.
Okay. So what phone number is this?
I'm sorry.
The phone number that you're calling
me. It's my home number. It's my first name number. And I had it next to me all morning.
Okay, ma'am, well, you missed three calls. Because they called you three times.
I just don't understand that.
Me neither.
I just don't know what to say. Because this is, I'm going to have to call. call your geek or whatever and cancel the whole order. But okay, thank you very much. Is there any way of getting them to deliver today, even at the end of the day? And they can call me directly.
What I did was I put your home phone number as the first number, because apparently if the same thing happened with your cell phone, something is wrong. Because each time they do it not at home, they call three times.
Okay, I don't know what to say. Okay, I give up. Okay, I will have to cancel the order. Thank you both for your trouble.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling XPO Logistics.
Okay, bye. Thanks for your trouble. Bye.